1077 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Hopefully you guys are off to a wonderful start. I know we're going to be getting some snow here this morning and tonight. We've actually got quite a bit of snow over the last 5 days. It's really funny because I was talking about last week about almost getting run off the road by the idiot with a foot and a half of snow on top of their car. And then just like getting the snow over the weekend, it just kind of, I had just started cracking up because I was thinking, I think I'm ready to just fully upgrade to a push broom. I think I'm there. See, because the whole like snow cleaner thing with the, you know, where you just wipe it off with your, with the brush that's attached to a stick. I stopped doing that because I was like, nah, man, I'm just getting myself covered in snow. So then I upgraded to one that's got a little push, like a push broom on it, but it's not really a push broom. It's just like the push broom equivalent of one of those snow brushes. And now that the snow just keeps on hitting us, I'm like, I'm serious. Like, I think I'm going to keep a little mini push broom with an extended handle in the back of my car. It really just seems like the smart way to go, man. Like, maybe you've done this, 978-1077. I think I'm just done messing around with these little snow brushes. I'm just going to do a push broom, man. Stuff will be cleared off my car in 20 seconds. That's the way I need it when I'm getting ready for work at 3:30 in the morning. 1077 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. There's a lot of cool events that happen at the Calhoun County Fairgrounds in Marshall. Of course, they have their county fair there, the Bewitching Peddlers of Halloween show that they do every September. And now the Magical Mile of Lights is returning in Marshall. In fact, it's back. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, the Calhoun County Fairgrounds, a nice little shot from up above. They must have used a drone or something, but it's their Merry Mile. It's a drive-through Christmas light display. It's about a mile long. It's about $10 per car. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, we have a full list of all the things that they've got, because they've got a bunch of different activities that they do. In fact, Santa's going to be there this and next Saturday and tells you what the kids get. And there's a lot of different activities that happen over there. If you've been to this before, hit me up, 978-1077. I've never gone through their Merry Mile, so I'm probably going to check it out this weekend. Let me know how that is. But I mean, if this drone footage says anything, like, this place is going to be beautiful, lit up, and perfect thing to do this weekend. Get ready for Christmas. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Released on this day in 1966 is the second album from The Who, A Quick One. This album features a top 40 hit, Happy Jack, that was released in April of 1967. And the album was actually released as Happy Jack in the United States, strangely enough. It's a solid album. It features significant songwriting contributions from the entire band, with Roger Daltrey contributing one song and bassist John Entwistle and drummer Keith Moon also contributing two of their own. This is a fun album from The Who. If you don't have it in your collection, pick it up and give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 1077 RKR. RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. I think we can all agree that Christmas parades should probably remain a neutral thing so that everybody can enjoy it, should be focusing on positive things. I think it's safe to say that politics have basically divided everybody harder in the last 10 years than they ever have before. But I think this is kind of important to talk about as Homer, they do their Santa Bash parade, and there was a Facebook post made by the Homer Public Library, and people aren't really sure if it's tongue-in-cheek or if they're being serious about this. They say they try to do their best to make sure that the Christmas parade is inclusive and everybody feels welcome, everybody feels comfortable, and they said that they turned some people away and that caused some issues. And they said it wasn't their intention to cause any negative feelings in regards to the event. And it's been brought to their attention that regardless of intention, they felt that it was wrong for them to pursue a path where they would remain neutral. And they said, this will be our last year operating the parade in the manner that we have, and we'll implement parade applications for the 2026 Santa Bash Parade. And they said that we intend to do right by our community in the coming years and contact all political organizations and invite them to join in on our parade. I think this is a terrible idea. I don't understand why you would want to get politics involved in a Christmas parade. Let me know, 978-1077. I feel like all that's going to do is get people pissed off. And you're going to have a fun event, like a Christmas parade, and you're going to turn it political, and which just makes everything worse in general. And I don't know if this is like, a lot of people are saying that like, they're dead serious about this. And then other people are saying like, I hope this is tongue in cheek and it's a sassy, sarcastic librarian response, to somebody being mad that they weren't allowed into the parade. But I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. I just think it's a recipe for disaster personally. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by motorcarsonline.com. If you guys are planning on shipping some packages out for the holidays, you're going to want to visit the 1077 RKR app and really get on top of that, because the longer you wait, the more shipping is going to cost to get your packages to their destinations by Christmas Day. And shipping costs also vary depending on the package, destination, and carrier as well. Something to keep in mind, if you open up the 1077 RKR app, we have the shipping deadlines for UPS Ground Advantage, First Class Mail, Priority, and Priority Express up there. The dates that are listed on the 1077 RKR app are for the 48 Continental United States. So you're going to want to keep an eye on this and just make sure you're getting those packages out as fast as possible. That way you can avoid some delays and, you know, your packages don't arrive in February sometime, or worse yet, lost. 1077 RKR, it's a Rocker Morning Show. Mark Frankhouse, driven by motorcarsonline.com. We are back for our Rocker Big Picks of the Week with our good buddy Nick, joining us from Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness. Good morning, brother.
Good morning. I'm still coming down from that high of watching that MAC championship game.
Oh my gosh, dude. What a epic battle that was.
Oh my God. The atmosphere there was just awesome.
Yeah, you were actually at Ford Field, right?
I was, yeah. And I was on the wrong side of the field, so I was with most of the Miami fans. But we were still like out cheering them. It was awesome.
That's so cool. Well, a quick recap from last week. The Lions beat the Cowboys. Both get the point there. Indiana did overcome Ohio State. That was just a wonderful game. Oh, man, 13-yard field goals. Very tough. And Western, as we alluded to, and no, the MAC daddies. They are the MAC championships. Mm. They're going to be playing a bowl game. Very excited for Western. So we actually all picked the same winners last week. Mm-hmm. So the score remains the same. You are still up by 2. You've got 30 points. I've got 28 points.
Let's go.
All right. Rocker Big Picks of the Week, sponsored by Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness. We're going to get things going with the matchup that's going to be very crucial for the Detroit Lions heading into a week where they've got arguably the toughest matchup all week. But we're gonna get to the Packers versus the Broncos.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a tough one. Broncos, really solid defense against the Packers, who are somehow in first place by a point and a half. Uh-huh. I'm actually gonna pick the Broncos on this one. I'm gonna say they're gonna put a stomp to the Packers, and I don't know if that's going to be a good thing or a bad thing for the Lions, but we'll see. I'm going to pick the Broncos on this one, 28-20.
You Packers, you mean? Yeah.
I'm taking the Broncos.
Oh, you're taking the Broncos.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe I just because I had in my head that I think I'm going to pick the Packers. This is one of those games that's two really solid defenses, and the Broncos keep unexpectedly winning, and somehow they've made a season out of that. And, but I think the Packers are going to put an end to that and they're going to win this game. It's going to be a defensive battle. I think it's going to be 17-10.
All right. Moving right along to your pick this week, staying in the NFL.
Yeah. My pick this week is going to be New England versus the Bills. So New England has been the surprise team this year. They're looking solid contender to be the top AFC team. But the Bills, I think, are starting to turn around. As either way, it's going to be a snowy game. It'll probably be a high scoring game. I'm going to guess that it's going to be 37-30 Bills.
Wow. Okay. Here's the thing. I kind of struggled with this one because I thought the Bears were going to get exposed by the Eagles.
Nah.
And it was the other way around.
Yeah.
Where the Bears were like, no, we're a serious team this year.
Uh-huh.
Same thing with the Patriots, too. This whole season, it's been like, it's a fluke.
Yeah.
I think the same thing is going to happen with this game, where they're going to face the Bills and they're actually going to beat them in a close 20-17 victory.
Gotcha.
And I see them continuing their winning ways in the AFC. I don't know why, but this is what this year, this is a weird football year.
It is, yeah.
All right, back to our Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness big pick of the week. We've got the Detroit Lions going up against the Rams, one of the best teams in the league this year. This is a team that is well-rounded in all three areas of the game. And this is a big, big matchup for the Detroit Lions. How do you feel about them going into this week?
You know, it's tough to pick against the Rams when they're playing at home. And the Lions have been, it's hard to tell who they are week to week. But I think they've righted the ship a little bit against the Cowboys, and they're going to ride that momentum going into L.A. I think they're going to beat the Rams. It is going to be a tight back-and-forth game, as it always is against Stafford. We're going to go with a 27-24 victory.
27-24. Yeah, I'm feeling the Lions. Going to put the pressure on Matt Stafford again. I don't know what it is, but I feel like this is almost becoming a rivalry, considering we're going up against our old quarterback. But the Lions absolutely need this victory. I also see a lot of high scoring. Lions have a lot of weapons to their arsenal, and their defense is, well, a little bit banged up right now.
Yeah.
If they can get some added help back, I think, you know, we'd see a smaller score, but I am going to pick the Lions 37-32.
Gotcha.
Let us know what's happening at Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness, Nick.
Well, we're prepping up right now for a 12 Days of Christmas fitness program.
Okay.
This is a free opportunity for people to enter to win potentially four personal training visit package. And it starts next Monday. All you have to do to enter is give us a call, or when next time you're coming in for a service, we'll give you a little card and you just fill out each day that you perform that exercise, which we will show you what to do on our Instagram page.
And what's the Instagram page?
The Instagram page is instagram.com/ whichever one that is, KZU Athletic Wellness.
KZU Athletic Wellness. Make sure to guys check that out and try to get in on the winnings right now with us, as we're going to give you $20 in Detroit Lions scratch-offs right now. 978-1077. Caller number 7. You are going to win $20 in Detroit Lions scratch-offs as we go into a big weekend of football. Go Lions! Roar! 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com. Up here on the 107.7 RKR app, we have a photo gallery of vintage Christmas ornaments you're not going to believe were ever made. I love finding vintage Christmas ornaments. I still have a bunch of them from my grandparents and even like from when I was growing up. So I hold a lot of these as being very special, but some of these vintage ornaments are absolutely terrifying. We have this gallery on the Rocker app. Some of them are just really goofy looking, like there's a teddy bear, but its eyeballs are like off by a lot. Either that or he's just got no side of his neck. I'm not 100% sure. There's a nutcracker ornament, which looks absolutely satanic. And then there is this rubber Santa Claus head ornament that, I mean, you take one look at this thing and you're like, this guy definitely smells your laundry. Like, he just comes across as a super creeper. Like, how are you going to do Santa like that? Then there's Santa doing this. There's Santa doing the splits. I don't understand this one. And then there's a paper mache snowman ornament that definitely is something out of a fever dream. These ornaments are frigging hilarious. They're up here on the 107.7 RKR app. Jacob Marley's ghost probably has to be one of the most disturbing things I've ever seen. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. As you can no doubt tell, we have been getting hit with some snow this morning. It's making driving conditions a little shaky. I know there's some accidents up in Grand Rapids that have been happening this morning. Things have been, for the most part, pretty clear in Southwest Michigan. But if you open up the 107.7 RKR app, we take a look at the weather over the next few days. We could be seeing some snow showers on and off, and really the extended forecast is showing snow for most of the weekend. So just be on the lookout there if you guys are planning to do some traveling, some driving, some shopping even this weekend. You're going to want to keep an eye on the roads. And again, we'll continue to keep you covered here on 107.7 RKR, because we want you guys to be in the know, because we're driving the same roads too. So just be safe out there. We are expecting some snow showers to continue through tomorrow. So just be safe out there on those roads and get that salt while you're out there.